answer questions, guys. We're going to answer questions. Y'all call in. We got all you guys out there, okay, man? We got all you guys out there, okay? We make sure that we do everything we can to guide y'all as men. All right, let's get to the metaphor. Let's get to the metaphor. What's happening, my friend, is this. All right, let me take this thing off. Let me explain what's going on, young man. Let me take that shit off. All right, what's happening is that even though you can read a book, watch a YouTube video or anything, young man, the reason why you will never be able to grow is because he is keeping you imprisoned here, what we call theater number one, where you are always judging yourself and you don't feel that you can do anything. So because he is screwing you over, what's happening to you is that you are boxing yourself in your prison. Just because you watch a video, a feel-good video, or you read a book, okay, now listen to me, and I want to say this. Yes, I'm having a book coming out too, but my book will not do you any good as well. I'm the same guy. I'm telling you, my book is going to drop, right? But my book cannot help you in this metaphor as well if you don't learn your blacksmith. You don't learn your blacksmith to create or weld the information to fit the one thing we show you over here. See, the thing that you don't understand is that your fingerprint signifies that you're the only person on this planet, okay? And what you must do is take information and wield that information down to do what? To fit your fingerprint, your story, your laws, your rules, your codes. So when you have it to create who you are, then at that point you start to grow as a man because nobody can stop you. See, at this point, then you're talking to your mind. You're not looking at the outside world. You are looking to yourself to grow yourself through the information that you are getting, if that makes any sense to you. So that's why game is so important. It's not what we're saying. It's what you're taking and forging to fit your experience, okay? No, it doesn't matter. Listen, when I was eight, seven, I didn't have much experience, okay? I would go over girls' houses, and I would talk a lot of shit. And they would start kissing me or unbuttoning my shirt or playing my shirt, and I would get scared. I didn't have experience. I was nine. I remember I was with an older chick. I had older sisters. So back then, my mother didn't have much money because y'all reading the book. She left and separated from my stepfather. So we moved back to Maryland, to Germantown, Maryland. And I lived, and y'all can look it up on Google. I lived on Clopper Road, 4950, not Sherbert Road in Virginia Beach. But I lived on Clopper Road, okay? And on Clopper Road, I was in an apartment complex called Orchard Pond, okay? Look it up. I was there. So we had a two-bedroom because that's all my mother could afford. So me and my sister had to share a room. But when my sister, who was very popular, had older girls come over because they would have these things called slumber parties, my mother made me stay in the living room. So when I was sleeping in the living room late at night, sometimes those girls would come into the living room and start, you know, educate me a little bit on some things. But that's – so I didn't have experience. But it's not about the experience that you don't have. The question is, what about the experience you can create? Y'all hear what I'm saying? The experience that you can create. The experience that you can create. See, just, okay, one thing I did for my sons, I don't like to give personal, you know what I did for my sons? When they were young, first thing I did is I went and I got them one of those half-body woman-shaped things, and I gave them some lube, and I said, practice. Gave them that, I told them, practice. I each one of my sons, this is what I did with my boys. I got one of those like half body female shape things, gave them some lube when they were old enough, and I said, go practice now, because once you get that down, everything else is easy, because everything else is you already got here. You just got to work on rehearsing. Remember, rehearsing is perfecting what you know. And that's why all we do is rehearse game. You see what I'm saying? So hope that was help you out. So the perfect age to move out is as soon as you should want to move out at 17, or as soon as you graduate, you should move out and live with your people. You should always want to do that, okay? How to improve my build on my mind? Well, you got to learn game. You get some coaching on that. That's what we teach you. You don't even know about your marketing team. You just learned about it, okay? Who are the top three poets you started reading and listening to make report? Me, that was the three. The first guy's name, me. The second guy's name is I, and the third guy's name is my. See, when my mentor put me in that closet and made me listen, watch him get that woman off by whispering in her ear, he told me to do two things. Number one, he told me to go watch Bob Ross on PBS. Now, back then, he was on PBS. There's a white dude with an afro, and I'll show you how he looks. He made me start watching this guy right here to understand game, okay? So he made me watch this guy. So that's what I started off. I had to – and you can watch him on YouTube right now. Because what this motherfucker does is he – what you see right there is the end result. He always starts with a blank canvas. – And the game is you're always going to start a blank canvas with a woman. But I started writing roses are red, violets are blue, and my mentor ripped that shit and said, bitch, he called me, that's how he talked to me. He said, motherfucker, write this shit right, motherfucker. Come from you. Don't be coming from, you remember the I do. Come from inside. Create the experience. Create the moment. Be the moment as if the moment is happening right now, and write about that shit. And that's how I got it, and that's how I did it. And, guys, I don't respond to her nudes. Well, I'm going to do that shit tonight. I'll be dropping that motherfucker tonight. Let me see here. Questions. All right, so, okay, so what I'm saying to you, sir, and I appreciate what you're saying, but this isn't for you, and I'm not going to kick you out. But I would appreciate it if you don't say anything else. This ain't for you. I can't help you. And I usually would kick you out. But what I'm saying to you, this ain't for you. And this is why I keep telling you guys, if this stuff you teach, and he's not even a student of mine, so it's not going to work anyway. But I'm saying that this ain't for you. Go find somebody else. Go find somebody else. This is not for you. Don't waste your time here. Don't waste your time here, because if you waste your time here, you're don't do it. Don't waste your time. Please don't do that. And I say that for all you guys. The lines are open if y'all want to call in. But now we're going to talk some game here for y'all guys, okay? Now, gentlemen, I'm looking over here because I got to watch y'all talk and everything. But as I say before, and we're talking about expectations and all this other stuff, is that I'm always trying to influence who I am as a man. I'm not ever trying to influence anybody else but me. But matter of fact, I mean, and I just say for all you guys out here. Well, and again, here's the thing. And listen to what I'm saying. Perception. You're right in what you're saying, but here lies the problem, my friend. See, when people make broad statements like this without understanding game, they hurt themselves. Oh, by the way, guys, make sure y'all guys, all you guys don't have it. Please get your I'm not lying. Go to Walmart and get a box, and you put Lost and Found on it and put that mug in your house. Every guy that you get your Lost and Found box and put that in your house. If y'all understand what it means, y'all know. Y'all go back and listen. I'm the only one that broke that Lost and Found box thing. 943, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
All right. So what I'm getting from the stream and whatnot is that the game comes from within, right? And so that the peak of, like, your experience as a man is that you can rely on yourself without needing like any like mentor or like YouTuber or like coach, right? Or
No, because I have a mentor still. I've always had a mentor at nine. So I'm saying is there are two types of people. There are people that try to get you to think like a cult, to follow them with words and phrases. And then there are people like us that try to free your mind and get you to think for yourself.
See, so with these cultists, right, like the info that they give, even if it's good, right, like don't
There's no good information when it's a cult because it's all lies. So when tell you about hypergamy, female nature, fucking going your own way and all that, that's words. That's wordplay. That's not true.
Yeah.
Because that's not game.
Oh, shit. But, all right.
Right. But what I'm saying to you is that what you'll learn from someone that really wants you to learn is that, see, your level of thinking, you cannot go beyond your – that's why I say with women as well, and this is why women are drawn to us, because, okay, I'm just going to give you an example, no disrespect. Let's say from 1 to 10, okay? Let's say your level of thinking is at a 2, okay, young man? Let's say it's at a 2. So that means as far as you can go is a 2. So every woman you meet, as far as she can go with you, is a 2. So that's her perception, that's the reality, right? So when you meet somebody that is not a 10, he's infinite, then shows you that you can go beyond your 2, then you level up. Then when you level up, your mind levels up, and then the women, you're gonna put more onus on the woman to have to level herself up to be around you.
That's mad dope. Oh shit. That's fucking crazy.
No, but that's how it works. But this is why women want to sleep with you at one night stand or two night stand, because the fascination that you are to her goes beyond her level of thinking. The average woman is dealing with number twos. They two type guys or ones, right? So their mindset is stuck where? 1 and 2. That's where their mind is stuck. So when they meet someone that is beyond those numbers, they become more intrigued by that person because that person doesn't operate in the construct of the average guy. Does that make any sense?
So they stand out. Like, it's something new that they haven't ever experienced.
Right. But here's the thing, Carla, where you learn game. You know why they haven't experienced you? Because you're the only one of your kind. Look at your finger. Your fingerprint signifies that there is only one you in this world. There's not another one. We are all marked by our fingerprint, right? So if your fingerprint shows that you're the only you, then that means she's never met you before. She has but when you follow the cult takes away your name. The cult takes away your mind. The cult takes away your fingerprint and says, follow me. Follow what I'm saying. Regurgitate my words. Mimic my words. Parrot my words. Do you see how that works? So you're not even yourself. You're being the second best of that person. And that's why Right. So you lose yourself in that stuff. Because a lot of young men want to be around people. They want to feel a sense of community. But as a teacher, that as Gain does, he teaches you to be your own community, your own scribe, your own marketing team, your own detective, your own blacksmith, your own culinary school, your own mental gym, your own mental warrior, your own mental government. That's your community. But see, nobody wants you to know that you can have your own community because nobody wants you to be a free thinker. Does that make any sense?
It's not profitable.
Right, well, it's not profitable
being
to them, but it's profitable to you.
Exactly.
Because your knowledge...
Well, for me, it is, but not for them. Exactly.
Right. But see, let me show you an example. Because I told you, I've got female fans that love my poetry, and they're excited right now. Because that's what I just told them. I just told them I'm about to drop a new track tonight, a new poetry track. It's going to be kind of dirty, too. And they're excited about it. You want to know why? Because I'm showing my worth. I'm showing you my mind. I'm showing you what I could be to you if you're lucky enough to have me. You see how I'm saying? I'm showing you why I'm not the average guy that you deal with based off of my words. That's why, young man, go to my poetry page and see how I'm talking. I'm spitting yickety yak. But I'm
and
using
they love
that
shit, right?
No, because that's me, but it also allows me when I'm around a woman. If I'm on the phone with her, I can make her smile, laugh, blush, think, and react. If I'm texting her, I can make her smile, think, love, blush, and react. If I see her at the door is poetry. As she walks in is poetry. When I'm sitting next to her is poetry. When I'm looking at her eye is poetry. How I'm touching her is poetry. You see what I'm saying? Every move that I'm thinking is poetry. Now, Cole, I don't know if you're watching this show live, but I'm gonna show you poetry. This is let me screw it up. Let me show you poetry.
I'm on my phone right now, so like I can't
we'll
see
get
it right now.
You mark it at 226, but this is poetry. Yeah, and what I'm showing everybody is a woman's leg, one leg, and I'm showing them that from her knee to her calf is poetry because there's four parts that I can touch. From her calf to her ankle is three parts I can touch. I can touch the front. I can touch underneath or the sides. From her leg or her foot gives me broken down. So all of this is poetry. So just off of her foot, think about this, caller, okay? Now, I'm going to show you something, all right? I'm going to show you how me thinking about doing some smooth stuff to a woman. So what if I want her to masturbate, right? What if I want to send her an audio where she can masturbate to my words, right? All I got to do is take, let me show you poetry. Now, it's going off the top of my head. Now, listen to me, watch. As I take my right hand and start at the outside of your calf, I'll slowly take my fingers and go down in a motion where I spell the words on your body the way I want your body to react when I rub the outside of your leg, section 1 to 2, my lips and kiss your other leg in section 2 and 3. When I take my other hand and I'm rubbing your foot area from area 1 to 3 all in one time to take a moment to stop and whisper in your ear and tell you I love the way you're moaning. You see what I'm saying, caller? That's how game works. But see, I taught myself that by creating the moment. You see what I'm saying?
And they feel that shit, right?
Well, they feel it because the average guy is not talking to them that way. They feel me because I'm trying to get them to feel themselves through my words. But I created my words because I'm trying to lace them with my fentanyl, my coke, my crack, my cocaine, my weed, my motherfucking ecstasy, and my goddamn mushrooms. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to lace her with my drug. Because remember, we talked about 2 and 3, right? Well, I mean, 1 and 2. Those guys aren't talking to these women this way. So what do you think happens when she starts to talk to somebody that pushes her beyond her insecurities, her body insecurities.
She can't ever go back to like 1 and 2.
You got you right, and that's where I conquer. She's fucked. You're right. You see what I'm saying? She's fucked. And the reason why is because guess what? I can solve the body image by showing her how sexy her body is. I can kill that relationship insecurity by telling her where she stands with me. And I don't give a fuck about her age and rate because we all going to get goddamn old. And I'm going to show her that I'm not mad about how old she is and all that other stuff because age is only here in the mind. You don't count. You should never count numbers. You should never count numbers. You shouldn't be counting time. You should be making time. Don't be counting that shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's where game comes in at. And that's the depths of the game. Because when you do it the right way, you draw them in because they're only opening the door number one. But like I said before, think about this, caller. Real quick, think about this real quick. And for all you guys, we're talking to all you guys. Think about this, 934.
Mm-hmm.
What if the door that she's never opened before, what do you think she's going to do when she realizes that there is a neighborhood and there is a street and there is a house that has a door that can access things in her that she's never accessed before? but she can get that through me. Because remember, the average guy doesn't have a core himself. So how can a woman even know that there's something even deeper inside of her? But see, here's where we're now, again, this is fucked up, but I'm being honest. This is why we conquer. I don't want your love. Listen to me. I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to be attracted to me. I'm not going to be her fucking friend. And she's going to do all this. I don't even want her to love me. They're going to do all those things. I don't want that piddly shit. Fuck, what the fuck do I want that simple ass shit for? That's like eating a bologna sandwich in my world. I want her to be addicted. She says, I want her to be addicted to me, and I want to be the habit. And the only way I can do that is I want the fucking invite. I do not want what's between her legs. Fuck that shit. I want it all. And the only way I'm going to get it is I want her to give it to me. Like Ty said, I think it was Thanos said, bring it at my feet. Wait, no, there was somebody else. No. I remember now. Have you ever seen No Country for Old Men? Have you ever seen that show? What? Hey, no. Oh, my God. No Country for Old Men. Guys, write it down. All my dogs, No Country for Old Men. I want you to study the bad guy in that movie. That bad guy is at his core. No nonsense. He is a Shagur. I forgot his first name. Caller, write that shit down. No Country for Old Men.
I see it, yeah.
That motherfucking bad guy is the baddest of the bad guys when it comes to game, because he's one thought, one mind, one way. But Anton Chigurh, thank you. Let me tell you about him. See, what he said to the guy later on, he said, no, I'm not going after the briefcase. You're going to bring that shit to me and place it at my fucking feet. That's game right there. And guess what?
Yo, he a badass. Oh, shit.
Right. And that's the same thing that we want women to do, because guess what? They'll do it. You want to know why? Because if I'm the guy that can show her what happiness really is, and I'm the guy that can take away insecurity, and I'm the guy that can take away her self-worth and all that other shit, you don't think she ain't going to bring her fucking knee and kiss the goddamn ring? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's game. But I want you to watch it, because he was one mind, one thought. He had one thing to do, and he didn't care who got in his way. You are in my way. And even in the movie, he's going to get his shit. He's going to get shot. He's going to get shot. And they show what the man does. He, even though you get knocked down, you'll see he's going to get, they're going to show you everything he went through. He went in and blew up a car to go into the pharmacy to get some medical supplies. He put a sheet down, and he took the bullets out of his leg. He sewed himself back together, and then he went back to where we're doing, and that was hunting. That,
yo, what the fuck? Yo, he was wildin'. He was wildin'. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dog. I get so excited. I'm sorry, guys. All right, guys, just go. I'll be quiet, Carl. I can't talk more. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I just get so excited about shit like this. All right, brother. So I gotta keep going. Yeah, but I just want to say to you, that's what game is. See, you think game is somebody telling you to do something, or you think game is reading and watching something. That's not game. That's the trick your mind does to you to make you think that you're doing something that you're not actually doing. Does that make any sense?
Like you're bullshitting.
So, right. So what I'm saying is that I don't want you to follow me. I don't even want you to believe or trust me. That's not what this is about. This is about you taking whatever information you get from me, whatever cut of the cow that you want, and you grind that fucking information with either your culinary school or your blacksmith, and you form the burger in the way you want it. You can have a thick patty or a thin patty. It's up to your standard. But you create the information. That's what game is. It's not about what I'm telling you. I'm just showing you what it's like when you are one with yourself. Because I started at 9 years old. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So is there any other questions you got?
Nah, like, covered here, man. Yo, man, thank you. Like, you and Ty, y'all are real. Y'all are real. I ain't going to lie.
No, we're just real. I appreciate you, brother, okay? We'll throw you back in, but thank you, brother. Stand up.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate the call.
3944. Thank you. But, gentlemen, we're back. Got questions. Go ahead and put a Q in here. Put a Q if you got a question. I got you guys. But, yeah, please watch No Country for Old Men so y'all guys can understand what game is about. A question here. With the box metaphor you said a couple of streams ago, the key is to just go do what you want to do without any hesitation and not depend on something special to fit in our problems. Well, okay, listen to what I'm saying, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but what your mind doesn't want you to know, that you have been doing the thing you say you can't do all your fucking life. Gentlemen, tell me that when you wake up, don't you tell yourself to get out of the bed and you roll your tired ass out the bed? Don't you say, I'm going to walk to the bathroom to piss? And you walk to the bathroom. You turn on the light because you tell yourself to turn on the light. You lift up the toilet seat and you piss. You do that all your life. You did that all your life. So this is not magical. The reason why it's magical is because you equate women with what you're doing. Thus, it makes it seem like it's the most difficult thing in the world to do because you worship women more than you worship yourself. And the man that worships women more than he worships himself is the person that already loses. You lose already. Next question, how do I improve and build on my marketing team? Well, you got to create your market. You must create it. Look, I'm driving. And I said, you know what? It's been a while since I wrote poetry. It's been a while since I wrote a poem. It's been like a month or so. It's been a while since I wrote a poem. So I said, you know what? What the fuck do I want to write about? You know, I want to be a little nasty today. I want to write something a little freaky, a little bit dirty. I want to kind of give the people an idea of what it's like when a woman's with another guy and she's thinking about you. So you know what? And that where they spawned the idea, thus came with the tracks. And there's going to be no singing on this one. It's going to be straight words. I'm going straight words. I'm going to take the singer out now because I'm going to work on a new album. I'm going to do a new poetry album, guys. Telling y'all right now, I'm going to be right. It's going to be a new poetry album, and I'm going to start with track one. I don't reply to a news. I'm going to do a bunch of tracks. I'm going to do a poetry album now. So I'm going to do that, but it's absolutely free, guys, for my poetry aficionados. Let's keep going, man. I got a question. I got y'all. Ask y'all questions. I appreciate this. We're trying to show y'all game as far as learning. If y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. Please give them the SoundCloud link if y'all can. If y'all can just post a SoundCloud link, I'd appreciate it. And it's absolutely free. We got tons of it. But, yeah, I'm gonna drop another one tonight. I'm going to lay that shit down. I'm going to drop that app, man. It's free. It's free. Just go to SoundCloud. No, it's going to be an album. So I'm going to have – usually I do some tracks here, track there. But this one is going to be 15 tracks, I guess. We'll call it a 15-track poetic album of really dirty shit. So I'm gonna be a little filthy. Cause it's been a while. I know ladies like it when I'm filthy. So I'm gonna be a little nasty. I'm gonna be a little bit nastier, a little bit more arrogant, a little more, you know, this shit is about me. Like you said. So I'm gonna do that shit. So I'm gonna kick the first track. I don't reply to her news. Be the first one. You're saying if she have a controlling boyfriend, but she knows she likes you, do the rules of the game change? Well, her controlling and her having a boyfriend is none of my business. What do those two things have to do with me? Because I meet women all the time that are married. See, guys, here's the thing. And I'll be honest with you. Some women are not going to tell you that they're married, and some women that see, and this is where we go to the bed, but some women do wear wedding. See, guys, okay, this is what y'all understand. We'll talk more about this in August. There are women out there that just want to fuck. Well, I mean, okay, take a woman. Okay, listen. This is where y'all don't understand something. Women and men sometimes have the same thought process. You guys think just because you want to fuck, you're not the only, you think you're the only ones out there that says, you know what, I want some dick tonight. I mean, you know, some ass. I mean, I'm saying the woman, I'm sorry. I was saying the woman, but I'm saying for you guys. You guys think that you're the only guys, you're the only species that says, you know what, I just want to get laid tonight. Women think the same thing, but they're more cautious. A woman will have a one-night stand with a person who has his shit together. And I don't mean money, and I don't mean status and all that stupid shit. I'm saying a man that can look, we just fucking, I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to bother you. I'm not going to do anything. When you want some more of this, you call me. You see what I'm saying? You call me and let her go. Because so, listen, there are women that might be taking a bar exam, a medical exam or something, and they're stressing the fuck out where the wine or the Willy Mammoth dildo in her drawer is not helping her. So she's going to be, you know what? I need to find me some dick. You know what she's going to do? She'll go in her drawer or something, and they'll grab a wedding ring and put that motherfucker on their finger. They're going to walk around and just do their thing. Because the motherfuckers that have game are going to go past that ring, because sometimes that ring is just a ploy to divide those that want long-term relationships. The guy that wants a long-term relationship and sees that ring, he's not going to fuck with her. But listen, but it also helps the woman that is in a relationship. She might not have to be married, but she'll put a ring on. You want to know why? Because I keep telling you guys, all around you, people are having sex, orgies, threesome. It's all around you. It's all around you. You just don't see it. Every time you drive by that woman that's jogging, she says, hi, and she keeps on jogging, you don't know what the fuck she's doing behind closed doors. Every time that woman that's a pillar of the community, like I told you, with the Girl Scout cookies and all that stuff, you have no idea what she's doing. But you know what? They have to make sure that whoever they give the pussy to is not going to fuck up their life. So there has to be, ready guys, write this down, checks and balances. She must make sure that if I'm going to give that guy sex, that he's not going to fuck up what I have going on. He's not going to ruin my job. He's not going to run behind me. He's not going to be insecure. These are the checks and balances. Because all you guys say you want one night stands, oh, it's going on everywhere. It's just not happening to you because you don't qualify with the checks and balances. Because you're so desperate, you're so needy, you're so thirsty, she knows if she gives it to you, you're going to fuck up her world. What does it mean when a woman, hold on guys, what does it mean when a lady calls you high maintenance? Well, Ryan, tell her that what I wanted you to do is I want you to come over to my house tonight so you can experience what it's like being fucked by a high maintenance man. How about that? Why don't you come over tonight at 8 o'clock? Wear something in black because I like to see that contrast off your body and I want you to experience what it's like fucking a high maintenance man. You don't let these women, guys, I keep telling y'all, don't let these women talk to you this way. Don't let these women talk to you this way. You tell her that shit. You let her know. You goddamn right, I'm high maintenance. Now, guess what? You want to know what it's like being fucked by one? Come over tonight. Other than that, stop wasting my time. Let's get this game. That's what I keep telling y'all, man. But let me get back to what I'm saying to you guys. See, what you guys don't understand in game and what y'all don't get is that let's take women that make six-figure and let's take women that, well, Mark, when the book comes out, you'll learn and stuff like that. You'll learn stuff like that. You'll learn from that and stuff. And get some coaching and we'll talk about it. But let me explain. There are women out there that make five-figure salaries, high fives, six-figure and low seven, some high seven-figure salaries. And I want to explain this, and this is not an excuse, but I got to educate y'all on something. You see, these women are in a man's world. And when a woman is in a man's world, she cannot operate with feelings and fucking emotions when she's upstairs. When she's in upper management, vice president, director, any of these things, co-CEO, CFO, you name it. When she's up there, she's got to act like the men. There cannot be no crying. There can't be no fucking feelings. She's got to act like the men because there's a standard because, again, women are treated less than, and I don't make these rules up. I'm just saying that women are treated a certain way. So what they will sit that woman down, they're going to say, listen, don't fuck up our name and our company. Don't do anything that will hurt our company. So she has to make sure that she cannot do anything that fucks up her position in that company. But it's the same woman that will be in an orgy threesomes and will hire you to fuck you. But she needs to know through her checks and balances that you can hold your fucking water or your liquor or your sex where you ain't fucking up her shit. She needs somebody that just gives her a stress relief. That means she wants a guy. What she'll do is she'll go and rag herself up. She'll leave from Elysium. See, they'll leave the Sprouts, the fucking Whole Food shit where they eat all that organic shit and all that expensive food. They'll come down to our area. They'll hang out at Walmart. They'll walk around in Target. They'll be in the grocery stores. They'll do all that shit because what she wants is just a stud. She just wants a motherfucker that's going to fuck and go about his way. And that woman, even though she's single, will have a wedding ring on because she needs checks and balances. So the checks and balances are simply this. If I'm going to fuck this guy, he can't fuck up my shit. He's got to be experienced enough, cool enough, not to be thirsty enough or creepy enough, but be cool enough to have intellectual conversations. You're dealing with women that make seven-figure salaries, six-figure. We're talking about the one percenters. These women can have damn near anything they want, but they're not going to fuck with a knucklehead. That is just what, because the guy that just wants to fuck is the guy that's going to fuck up her shit and she ain't going to fuck with you. Because you're that same guy that's going to come up to her job. You're the same guy that's going to be stalking and fucking and she ain't, the risk is too high. So she has to make sure that she finds somebody that is laid back in the cut. He ain't trying to run behind her. He ain't trying to fuck up what she has. And he's saying, you know what? Hey, get at me when you can. And she's like, okay. Now, like I told you before, because my clients are dealing with this now, so I can talk about this. For all you don't know, I always tell you, if you don't understand, I know a lot of you guys do Uber. Please, gentlemen, look up Uber Black so you can understand where I'm going with this. So once she figures out there's a guy that she wants to fuck, she ain't going to fuck in her city or around her surrounding areas because here's the problem. What you guys will understand is when you're dealing with upper middle management, they don't live. They are scattered. They live there. Like I told you, even when I was a gopher / mail clerk for the vice president, they have places they stay in just for the weekend, and then they go back to their ranch that's like hours away, just to relax for the weekend to go back and live in the city. So everybody's scattered. So in order for her to protect herself, to kill a paper trail, she will either hire somebody that will talk for her or she'll do it for herself. I'm trying to show y'all game real quick. Hold on, let me check the phone lines real quick. I'm trying to show y'all game. All right, lines on. Let me finish telling y'all this game. So She will hire a trusted person to hire a concierge group. So this way the papers, see, y'all have to think money now. I'm not talking about them hole-in-the-wall chicks that work at Burger King. No offense to work at Burger King. You know what I mean? Burger King, Walmart, no offense to y'all. I'm just saying. We talking upper echelon type women who got a lot to fucking lose. And they ain't going to fuck with you. And it's a paper trail. First thing they got to do is kill the paper trail. We'll talk more about a more deep in depth with the sex membership, but she's got to cancel the paper trail. In order to cancel the paper trail, she just talks to her friend. Her friend has to pay. So the paper trail will only get to her friend. It'll never reach her doorsteps. All right? She gets with the friend to set up what the friend is going to call the concierge group. And see, she ain't going to fuck in her city. If she going to fuck you, she going to fuck you out of the city. See, let me explain something y'all understand. She can't take you to her place. Okay, some women live in high-rise places. Some women live in gated communities where there's security. I'm going to show you how deep game is because I keep telling you there are things you know, there are things you don't know, then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. Let me give y'all a prime example. Have any of y'all seen the movie TV show Billions? Has anybody seen the TV show Billions? Y'all going to see what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm telling you, this shit really goes on. If you guys have ever, because I always tell you to watch Billions, but the first two episodes, the first few seasons of Billions with the redhead dude, he had a guy with glasses that always got information. He got a guy with glasses always getting deep information. When a woman there, she's being watched. But she ain't being watched. The company is setting something up where she's being watched by the security. See, the woman has no idea that the logs of her coming in and out and who she's coming in with. And all, okay, listen. I want to explain something to you. If you run a billion or million-dollar company, Fortune 500, whatever, you got to watch all the moving pieces because you want to be free of scandals, because scandals will do what to the stock of the company? Scandals will bring stock this way. And I'm showing you game. Scandals will do this to stock. Can't do that. The board members cannot, this can't happen. So we must make sure that she is conducting herself in a manner that cannot put a black eye on the company. So they got somebody or something that not, I'm not saying they're spying, like setting up spy cams in their apartment. No, that's violation. But what they can do is get with the company and make a, okay, well, y'all don't understand. And I keep telling y'all, cause I live in a country club. I'm a country club member. So let me explain how country clubs work. Just because I'm gonna give y'all, I'm gonna use Jeremy and my dog Scary Perry. I'm gonna use Scary Perry. Fuck, I even throw Prime in that motherfucker. No, wait, okay. I'm gonna use Jeremy, Dangerous Russ, Scary Perry, and Prime. I'm gonna use those four. Jeremy has $1 million bakery. Russ has $1 million jazz club. Scary Perry has $1 million art gallery, and Prime has $1 million. I don't know, security company. I'm just saying they all got million-dollar things. Just because they have different fucking jobs, money hangs out with money. Money doesn't hang out based off of what you're doing. If you make a certain amount of money, you're going to be around people that make money. So because Jeremy, and I'm showing you, because Dangerous, Jeremy, Scary, and Prime are all different money makers, the meat is usually in where the orgies, threesomes, like the Simon Stern. It's where they're fucking orgies, threesomes. It's or at the what we call the layer cake, the country club. This is where deals are being made and friendships are being forged, because Because Jeremy, all right, so let's say, let me remember who does what. Let's say Jeremy has the Fortune 500 thing, okay? And I'm going to say Red works for Jeremy. Red is a director or a vice president. She's up there, high up there, okay? So Jeremy is going to talk to either Scary Perry, whoever has a thing is, and Jeremy's going to say, well, do you know, okay, Red and Peach or whatever, we throw the, okay, they live in, let's see, hold on a second. All right, so I'm going to break this down a little bit deeper. Okay, so Jeremy's going to ask Gary Perry, do you know anybody that, who owns a security company that Peach, that Red and Peach live at? Now, that guy ain't in the golf course, but Scary Perry is in touch with, well, prime in which, let's say Bert. Scary Perry knows that Britt owns the company in which Red lives in. So because everything is forced here between Scary Perry and Jeremy, through Jeremy, while Dangerous and Prime are golfing, making their deals, Jeremy is saying, Scary Perry, I need to get with this guy because we got to make some kind of a deal because there's probably something I can give him. So Scary Perry gets with Britt. Britt needs something. Britt needs something that Jeremy can't give him, but Dangerous Russ can give him. Now, hold on, guys. I'm showing you how it works. So Jeremy, so follow. I hope I'm not going too fast. I'm breaking this down. So you remember, Scary Perry talks to Britt. Britt wants something that Jeremy can't give him, but Dangerous Russ can give him that. So Jeremy talks to Dangerous Russ to get the thing for Britt. But Dangerous Russ needs something from Jeremy that only Prime can give him. So Jeremy must go back to Prime to give him the thing to help Dangerous Russ, so Dangerous Russ can give the thing to give to Britt. Y'all got to understand, this is how money movers move. Motherfuckers just ain't doing shit for free. This game is deep. But once, listen to what I'm saying, once Britt gets what he's asking for, he will then give Jeremy access on what the fuck Red is doing. So, because Britt will go to his security guy, or not, I'm just saying it's in his thing, or visitor. Let's go with four. He'll go to visitor, and he'll say, visitor, I need you. Here's the car. Here's the person. I need a write-up on when she comes through, who comes through in there, and what time they leave. So then Britt can give Jeremy the information because Jeremy is protecting his fucking company. Y'all understand? There's so many layers to this shit. Y'all see what I'm saying? So even though Red smiles at Four Visitor, and Four Visitor like, how you doing, ma'am? Good morning, ma'am. Come right on in. He's taking the notes down to give to Britt so Britt can give to his secretary to give a write-up to send back to Jeremy. Am I going too fast? Am I going too fast? Y'all don't understand what I'm saying? Guys, am I going too fast? Please, do y'all understand where I'm going? What I'm saying to you guys, because I'm trying to tie this into why she's not going to bring a dick home. So she is going to get with her friend. And through her friend is going to get a concierge service. And that concierge service is going to set up Uber Black. He's going to set up a hotel in another city and in the flight information. Damn, I wish I could show y'all. So what happens is the only thing the woman gives the guy is to download a United Airlines app. And he will be emailed through the friend or the concierge service an itinerary of what he's going to do. That way, there's no paper trail, so she can, so because all eyes are looking. Y'all see what I'm saying? All eyes are looking when they have money. So women have a lot to lose. So bringing it back full circle, because most of y'all don't understand where I'm coming. Watch Billions 2 if y'all can. What I'm saying to you guys out here is that women have a lot to lose. Whether she's making money as a vice president or she's in a relationship or engaged or married or have a boyfriend or, matter of fact, is just single, separated, divorced, about to be divorced, whatever. These women, just like you men, on occasion want to fuck. That's just what it is. I don't make the rules. As I told you with the single mother, same scenario. From Monday, because school's about to start, from Monday to fucking damn near fucking all week long, she's got to make sure she's got to do homework, school, she's got to go over paperwork, she got to make sure the kids on the bus, lunch, all that shit, cook, clean, all that shit. So she is going to look at a window of maybe ladies' night is Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, where she's going to get a babysitter, her mom or aunt, her sister, just to give her a four-hour window to find some guy to just fuck her. And all she's going to do is mention to that guy that I have, you know, I got to get home to my kids or I'm a single mother. They will give that person a clue. So when you have game, you can pick up on the clues. If a woman ever tells you she's a single mother and you're at a bar or a club, what she's telling you is fuck the dinners, fuck the meal, fuck us getting to know each other. I'm like Cinderella. I only got 4 hours. So we're going to sit at this bar and waste this time, or we're going to get a room and fuck so I can go back home to my life. And that's where you guys don't understand game. See, if all you want to do is fuck, your checks and balances are going to prevent her to mess with you because you're the kind of guy that's going to fuck up her life. Checks and balances. No one's telling you about this shit. Checks and balances. They must, even if she's in college, checks and balances. She doesn't want a stalker to fuck with her, especially when she is left home and she's by herself in a city that she doesn't really know anybody. Checks and fucking balances. So for all you thirsty, desperate, needy, creepy, weird motherfuckers that just want to fuck, this is why you ain't getting anywhere, because they've got to vet you to see what you are. This is why I tell you, talk to her. Show her you can keep business off the street. Because, gentlemen, unfortunately, that's phase one. Phase two is when she goes online, and this is why I'm the only one telling you, you better not have anything red pill, anything talking about single mothers. If you are dogging out a woman, she ain't gonna fuck with you. So you better clean up all that red pill jargon, single mothers, women ain't shit. You better clean up your Instagram, your Facebook, because even the woman, if woman's that red, she's got to do her checks and balances. And she's just not going to fuck with you just on general principle because you're a smooth talker. She's got to make sure that you don't have, because she's got to be careful. That's just, remember, that's level one. Remember, we're talking about a woman that has stock options. Motherfucker, y'all don't even understand. Y'all don't understand 401k stock options in the fucking company. She gets 500 shares, 1,000 shares. So do you think she's going to fuck that up over some dick? No. So the vetting process that she has to go through is going to be more detailed because she wants someone who has been there. Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean to understand? What do you understand? This is simple. This is easy mathematics. What I'm saying to you is that too is checking you out. Now, some will go to phase three because those that have money have to make sure that they got to be safe. Phase three is don't think women don't have what Jeremy has is the guy in glasses. She has her own guy that will do a background fucking check on your ass. She wants to make sure that you're not a fucking pedophile. She's got to make sure that, like, if you got, like, did some, like, time in jail, it's over a traffic ticket, a slight misdemeanor, or some shit like that. Because y'all don't understand how money works. Y'all motherfuckers think that people that have money just going to open the door and welcome you. It don't work. Guys, I'm telling you, it doesn't work that way. These are the checks and balances. And once everything is in the green and you're clear, then you got yourself a sugar mama. Because she is going to not only take care of you for free, but she's going to invest in you. She's going to show you how to work stocks and shit, stock options, nest eggs, bonds, mutual funds. She's going to start gaming you up on, hey, while you're knocking the pussy down, she's going to game you up on money game as well as give you money. But these are the checks and balances one must understand. This is why you can't come off, let's go back to my place and fuck. She can't fuck with you. Guys, let me tell y'all something. This is going to sting. I'm going to tell y'all guys everything. This is going to sting. A lot of these women want to fuck all you guys. A lot of these women look at you and say, you know what? I could fuck. Guys, listen to me. Just like you say when you see a woman, be like, yeah, I like to hit that. What makes you think they don't think the same thing? You don't think they look between your legs and look at what you got, your package? You don't think they look at your lips to see how you're going to lick that pussy? You don't think they look at how you walk or your ass? I'm telling you the truth. They say, I could fuck this guy. I could see this guy eating this coochie. But I'm going to let him talk himself out to pussy. Because I'm going to let the checks and balances show me what he really is. She could be at the gym and be like, damn, that motherfucker got a Ferrari body, but does he have a Pinto engine? I would fuck him, but nah, look at him. Mm-mm, can't do it. I ain't fucking up my way. Nah, I'm engaged and my wedding is in 3 weeks. No, I'm not fucking that up. I would fuck him, but I'm about to be a good wife, so I need to get all my fucking out. Can't do that because the checks and balances show why they don't want to fuck you. Do not think when women see your lips or see the way you walk, do not think that they ain't thinking dirty fucking thoughts. It's just the dirty thoughts that they think and they hold that shit in because they need to do their checks and balances. Once they know you check out, oh, man, they talk dirty, man. They nasty as fuck. Everything is dirty. Dick jokes, all that shit. Everything's dirty, nasty shit. But that's what I'm saying to you guys listening to me right now. That's why I'm saying to you guys out here, this is why checks and balances are so important. I'm telling you this because everybody wants to self-sabotage your ass. Yeah, go up to that woman and say you want to fuck. Okay, go do it. You ain't going to get it anyway. But I'm telling you, those women that have money, see, you never know who's – okay, let me tell you about people with money. See, y'all think people with money are the ones that floss money. Nope. I'll use like a J. Cole type motherfucker. They dress down like a motherfucker. You'll never. Okay. People with money dress regular. But when people with money go to events, that's where they shine the fuck out. That's when they show the fuck up because they got it. You know, they around money. You know, they dress up for that shit. But people don't want you to know what their fucking life is and shit like that. They don't want you to know that. So they're not going to show you. And these women are not going to show you they have money. They're just going to throw on some spandex, walk around and act like they just confused as fuck. And that's all they're going to do. That's it. They're just going to dress normal. Hey, ready, guys? They're going to do this thing called blend in because they know if they run around flossing their money, motherfucker can follow them home and try to take what they have. So why would they? Okay, guys, listen to me. When they come from, I always call it Elysium because I used to talk about when I saw that movie with Matt Damon, Elysium. You got to watch that. But when they come from their rich areas and come to our poor neighborhoods when I was in the game, when they come to those areas, they blend in, bro. Guys, they blend in. They don't stand out. The only ones that stand out are the ones that try to floss. Don't y'all ever notice that in the normal, regular, average guy making average money, he stands out amongst other people. But motherfuckers that are caked up ain't trying to stand out in this area. They trying to fucking lower the attention. They're trying to lower the attention. So she's not going to shop at Whole Foods or Sprouts because that's organic, okay? I'm not going to get in all that shit. She's going to go to Safeway, Randall's, Kroger's. She's going to go to the regular shit, H-E-B, all that shit, okay? And what I'm saying is that she's just looking for somebody to fuck without the drama of hanging out with Bartholomew and Winsworth. Listen, guys, women that are caked up or women that go to places that are caked up. Oh, yes, lovey. Yes, lovey. I've got, I've got my thing. I've got my, I'm getting a new Porsche 945 and, you know, yes, I really don't like how it moves and everything. Yes, have you tried the Porsche 946? Yes. Well, I'm getting another yacht. Oh, yes, we'll have a little bit of caviar. You know, they don't want that shit. They don't want that guy. They want that guy that's going to say, shut your ass up, take this motherfucker. There! Who pussy is this? You shut your fuck shit, take this. That's what they want. But they must go through checks and balances, guys. And it doesn't matter how much money is in her bank account. Lesson number four. It doesn't matter how much money is in her bank account because every woman has access to millions of banks. Hold on. Let's pause. I don't think y'all fucking understood what I just said. If she's got access to millions of bank accounts, what does her bank account matter? Because every woman, and I know they don't want to admit it to you, they have access to bank accounts, your bank account. Because you surface dwellers are willing to just do any and everything for these women just for some pussy. So they have hundreds of bank accounts. And y'all ready, guys? All over the world. If they wanted to, they could call a motherfucker New Zealand. Hey, crikey. Oh, yeah, I'll give you some money. Or fucking Irish. Oh, shiver me timbers. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to find my lucky charms. It's magically delicious. I'll give you some shillings. Or African. Oh, yeah, I'll give you some whatever the fuck. What I'm saying to y'all guys is this. These women that have game have banks all over the world, but that doesn't make them sluts and whores. They just game the fuck up. They gamed up. So because they have their choices and options and banks and all other stuff, they got to make sure that they're around somebody that ain't going to be in their fucking feelings. They want somebody that's not going to be in their feelings, okay? And that's where all this game comes from, and that's what we talk about today. And that's the importance of what we're saying right now about leaving an impression. Guys, can you really impress a woman that has everything? Yes. Because a woman that has everything doesn't have anything at all. Show your game right here, guys. Because she has it all, she has nothing. Gentlemen, everything she has, I don't care how much she's making. She can have as many banks. She can have jewelry. She can have fucking nice cars and all that shit. She has nothing. You want to know why? You want to know why she doesn't have anything? Because all she's living in is the world of I do. She ain't in the world of I am. She's in the world of I do. Yes, mentally poor. That's it for a visitor. Yeah, you're right. She's mentally poor. So mentally, she thinks that she is rich, and which she is. She's rich in her life outside of her fucking mind. But now she meets us, our kind. And when she meets our kind, then we're showing her a different lifestyle, a different way of thinking. Because all her life she thought, because of where she's at, it's all about the clothes and the nice cars and shit. Because those motherfuckers are playing a different game with money, guys. Y'all understand the money that people playing with money. When motherfuckers have money, like if y'all watch Billions and shit like that, man, if Brit, I'm going to use Brit, or I'm going to use someone new. Muscle. If Muscle has a brand new fucking yacht and motherfucking D finds out that he has a yacht that's bigger than his, the game they playing is up the other motherfucker. It's all about that game is bit different what y'all thinking about. Y'all thinking the wrong fucking thing. It's a whole different ball game when they got money. But money, you got to be careful with money. That's why I keep telling y'all, money, you got to be careful. So these women, and even again, married, whatever situation is, she wants to make sure that you don't fuck up her lifestyle. And that goes for any woman. No woman wants her lifestyle fucked up. And that's why they want to talk to you and feel you out. But even in feeling you out, oh, man, dog, if she has money, now, guys, let's look at number five, money. We ain't talking about the money that she has by working her ass and busting her ass and moving on up. What about number five as the girl that has an inheritance? Oh, whole different story right there. Because it's not her doing the work. It's daddy now. Now it's daddy's guy in glasses doing the work. Because daddy's going to make sure that you are not going to be part of this fucking family. I don't give a fuck who the fuck you are. You ain't going to be part of this family. Y'all remember that a few weeks ago when Bill Gates' daughter took that picture of that black dude? Nah. Nah. Hey, y'all remember that? Y'all remember when Bill Gates' daughter took a photo of that black dude? Different ball game, guys. This is not about racism. This is about money. This is about money. All right? This is about money. Okay, well, hey, I'm glad you're here. We wish you the best of luck in your endeavors. Peace. But what I'm saying is, this is about money. Family and money do one thing, and that is protect the name. Winsworth, Bartholomew, I don't care if it's Gates. I don't give a fuck what the name on the marquee is. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck with you. They want, listen, the daughters want to, you know, go out and explore the world because, remember, they want to fit in with the cool guy. See, what you got to understand is that the biggest threat to a millionaire is hip-hop. Hip-hop is the greatest threat. It's the greatest threat. And I'm going to teach y'all some game. Let me give y'all a history lesson. Let me give y'all a fucking history lesson to connect this dot. In the early 80s, when they had MTV, where they're just playing music for white people, because MTV was just like a white thing until, and remember, BET stems from MTV. So y'all got to understand that. BET didn't just create something. MTV marketers decided to give something to black people and name it BET. That comes from that. Okay, if y'all know the Monkees, I forgot what monkey it is. I think it's Peter. If y'all ever watched the Monkees, Peter's mother, I think, has something to do with MTV that spawned BET. But I'm just giving you, don't worry about all that stuff. But anyway, people didn't see rap, rap was not a threat because rap stayed in the inner cities. Rap stayed in the inner cities. Breakdancing stayed in the inner cities. Y'all don't understand. Two people broke rap out. And they were white. They were white. Let me explain. People used to think Blondie was the first female rapper ever. Blondie, like Elvis, went in those communities with Fab Five Freddy, I think it was, and she saw them beating on styrofoam, and they were rapping and all that. Yeah, wow, that's pretty cool. And then she created a song and started rapping. Do your homework. Blondie was the first rapper on MTV because black people couldn't get on MTV in the early 80s. And then I think Michael Jackson and Prince broke through. It was a breakthrough. So remember, people had money. They weren't threatened by hip-hop. The threat came not from Blondie. The threat came from three Jewish guys named the Beastie Boys. That's where shit flipped. Think about this. Rap used to be just, you know, Brooklyn, Queens, and all this stuff, right? It was just like with go-go music, because I'm from D.C. It was like all this stuff. No, NWO came later. That was later, okay? That was later. Right, Michael Jackson, then Prince. That's what I was saying. Michael Jackson, then Prince. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. There was no threat to 1%ers because they were like, that's just jungle music. That's never going to take over. We got this. You know, it was rock and roll, fuzzy brick hair, living in the 80s, Iron Maiden, fucking Skid Row. You know those movies. Those. Yeah, I'm from this era, so I'm just trying to show y'all what's going on here. I'm trying to show y'all what's going on here, okay? So what I'm saying is that what happened is there was not a threat. The threat came when Beastie Boys, okay, it was kind of two things in two different ways. See, these guys, they loved Aerosmith. I don't know which one came. I think I don't know if Beastie Boys came before Run DMC did something with Aerosmith, but when those two things collided, so when Run DMC, see, white people really didn't know about rap that much. They kind of knew about it, and if they're in the inner city, if they're white, because they're white people in the inner city, they knew about rap. But those Beverly Hills, you know, the Beverly Hills motherfuckers, they didn't know about rap. Because they were on an island on their own. And rap music really wasn't playing on the radios like it is right now. It wasn't. I'm telling y'all guys, it wasn't. It was playing on certain areas, and it was all, and it's no knock, it was just white music. It was pop, like Tiffany, I think I'm alone now. Wait, I think we're alone now. There was Blondie. So there weren't too many black stations, but that started to accumulate depending on where you are, but it only had a small reach. When the Beastie Boys dropped that dope-ass album, man, my kids today are still rapping off that fucking album. That album was fucking dope because, you know, hey, guys, you understand something. Guess where the first poop, guess where the word hoe came from? Came from the Beast. I don't know. Okay, wait. Let's back up a little bit. Let's back up a little bit. I talked to y'all about Dolemite. Y'all got to do your homework on Dolemite. Because rap, and I wish I can find it, but they were rapping in the late two. Okay. If you're kind of doing a history lesson of rap, you got to start from slavery. I'm not going to go too far, but I'm just kind of give you an example. When slaves came here, they had to find a way to communicate with themselves through song and dance and things like that. Even through the Underground Railroad, they had to be secret ways of communicating with themselves that spent all blah, 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 blah. Now you got jazz, blues, and all this other stuff. So you got to remember that it came a long time ago. That shit rap. Matter of fact, I'm going to try. I don't want to get dinged on this thing because I was going to show you a video. I got to pull it up. There's a video where the guys in like 1920 were rapping. They were fucking rapping even back then. But what I'm saying is that, RJ, it wasn't just Run. Remember, it was Run DMC and Errol. See, Run DMC got on through Errol Smith that hit MTV. Because remember, MTV was all Fuzzy Hair, Errol Smith, and all those motherfuckers. So Run DMC got a loophole by doing something with Errol Smith for those that didn't even know about rap, because I don't know, again, I don't know if Beastie Boys came first or was it Run DMC and Aerosmith. So if y'all can look that up, I don't know which one came first. But it didn't matter. Because when that hit, they still wasn't threatened. Because they're like this. They're like, okay, they're rapping. They're singing jungle music to themselves. It's no threat right now. They do a little bit of rap. Nah, jungle music is not affecting us. It's not affecting our kids or nothing like that. Then what shook the tree branch was a group called NWA. So remember, they were all, you know, okay, there was no gangster rap in the 80s. They were talking about partying, partying clothes. I don't know, kid and play. There was really, now I'm not saying gangster rap wasn't going on. It just wasn't recognized in the 80s. Then ushers in NWA. NWA comes in, they shake the tree. But remember, Beastie Boys started catching attention of white people because then Beastie Boys went on tour with who? Run DMC. I think it was Run DMC, Fat Boys, and Beastie Boys, I think it was. They had like, they were going around. Yeah, so there was still no threat. Let me tell you when the threat started happening. The threat started happening in the 90s with MC Hammer. It wasn't the fact that MC Hammer was dancing and jumping around. MC Hammer broke the first rule and law of rap back then that people are doing today. MC Hammer broke the first law of rap that was a signified sin back then that everybody's doing right now. He was the first one to do a commercial with rap. Hip-hop wasn't supposed to. See, in the 80s, that's desecration. You ain't supposed to, You're not supposed to take something that is ours and give it to them. It's supposed to be ours. And you're not supposed to be doing commercials and shit like that. MC Hammer was the first motherfucker to do a rap commercial that stemmed with people thought he was a sellout, but everybody's doing it now because he was a pioneer. People looked at him as a sellout, but he was a pioneer in the game. But what did that do? Now it kind of made him say, okay, what's going on here? Because I think he did a Taco Bell commercial. Something. But someone caught wind of it, and someone said, okay, wait a second. Somebody, wow. All right, they got a thing, but, you know, we got to try to contain this. See, we got to, see, what y'all understand, rap music is being bought by a lot of white people, Caucasian. And look, not in our neighborhoods. We talking about Beverly Hills. See, think about a virus that cannot be stopped. The virus started spreading out. And from the United States, then it went, where do you think that shit went to? Italy, Spain, England, Germany, China, Japan, Australia. That shit from the East Coast, West Coast, then the virus spread. Then it hit everybody because everybody started to rap. Then what happened was now you notice why hip-hop is the takeover, because they couldn't control something that would they just couldn't control it. But why am I saying this? Is because dear old dad doesn't mind his daughter listening to rap music. She doesn't mind putting rims on her car. She doesn't even mind her putting a fake gold tooth in her mouth, braiding her hair, and talking what they would consider, they say, like acting black or whatever. They don't mind all that shit. But I'll be goddamn if you break one of them, I'll be goddamn. And I'm not lying. I'm not joking around. Let me check the lines while I'm breaking this down. We're gonna just do we'll do another 30. We'll finish this out. But I'm just saying to y'all guys. So what I'm saying to you is that this is why number 5 is different. Number 5, when she's daddy's little girl that has this thing called an inheritance, daddy's going to give her enough string to feel like she's free. Oh, but she's being watched like a motherfucker. Because dad is going to make sure ain't nobody, I don't care if he's white, black, Spanish, comes from the planet of Mars, is going to date my daughter or marry my daughter. Because people with money hold on to money by keeping the name. I'm telling you, I keep lying. I'm telling y'all, man. I'm telling y'all, they don't understand. So there's a different part of the game. So even though you meet a woman with an inheritance, the dad already has the foul, not only on you, where you live, where you work. Guys, let me show you game again, and let me take a few people. I'm going to take Visitor. I'm going to take 900, and I'm going to take Hagen. I'm going to take those three dudes right there. So Hagen and 900 are at the golf course. Hagen and 900, you know, in the golf course, there's so much racist shit going on. It's bad out there. But they like, you know, hey, peep game, I got a problem. What's up? Well, my daughter is dating, Hagen. I'm going to get my dog Hagen. So my daughter is dating this guy named Hagen. What, you mean Julie? Wait, Julie? I mean, are you serious? She's dating one of those guys? Well, what do you want me to do? Well, I don't want to lose my daughter's love, So this is what we got to do. I got the file on him, and he works for this company called, he working in this company right here. He working with HY company, right? So you don't think 900 going to be like, okay, well, you owe me a favor. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get in touch with this guy who I can give him a favor, whatever his favor is. But we're going to have a little talk with old Hagen. Talk with Hagen is going to be simply this. You're going to leave my daughter alone. Because if you don't leave my daughter alone, not only will you lose your job, but I also know the guy of the apartment complex you live in, and we'll find a way to do it. And I also know the police officer that can plant drugs in your car. You like, hey, buddy, leave my daughter alone. So you got an option. You can test me if you want. Hey guys, and this is what's so cold about it. The dad cuts the paper trail off of him to get his sidekick to do it, or his bodyguard, or his lackey to do the talking for him. Hey, how you doing, Hagen? Can I talk to you for a second, buddy? Hey, Hagen, I come from the Winsworth Foundation. Mr. Winsworth wants to let you know, sir, listen, you can't mess with Julie no more. What are you talking about? Sir, let me explain something to you, sir. Julie is a very prominent woman and all this bullshit. You know, she's a prominent member of our community bullshit. And you know what? It's not that we don't like you or anything, son. It's just that he doesn't like the relationship that you have. So we got to ask you to go ahead and kindly stop messing with her. Or what? Well, sir, don't you work at the HY Corporation? And you've been there for 5 years. Look like you're on your way up for a promotion. Don't you work at that company? Yes, I do. Don't you live at 555 Sycamore Lane in that apartment complex? Oh, okay. And y'all understand, I'm telling y'all, man, this is deep. Because if daddy doesn't want you to be around, you ain't going to be around. Because daddy will allow you and allow the daughter to hang out with your day. Look, daddy will even let you fuck, but he'll be goddamn if you're going to be a part of that damn family. And listen, this is classism. This ain't racism. We may have a little bit of this. This goes to classism. So he doesn't mind his daughter having fun. Because what you notice with kids that have money, y'all remember that show Clueless? Y'all remember shows where you see a bunch of rich kids try to act all cool and shit, and they, yeah, what up, money? Got my money, right. Yeah, riding on through. You know what I'm talking about. You know those shows where they pretend like they about that life until they get in that life and they get all scared and shit? Well, mommy and daddy will allow those kids to hang out with not just black guys, white, Spanish, and Asian guys of a lower class. But you can't bring that motherfucker into the... Hey, listen, they'll even let you come to the party, but there cannot be a marriage, and there cannot be any kids. Because what y'all don't understand, and this is why I always tell you guys to learn about the families that control this world. Y'all understand who controls shit. But anyway, I won't get to that deep. But those families are not bringing in Isaiah Washington to a Winsworth play. It's not happening. They will cut that. Guys, I'm telling you, this is why I keep telling y'all guys to watch Billions. Y'all see how shit is done. Shit is always passed through favors. Money is it's not about me giving you money. I owe you a favor. And I know I'm going to collect on that favor when I need to collect on it, because I know you know someone I might need to know somewhere doing that favor. So that's what I'm keep trying to tell you. So, yeah, Malibu's most wanted. Exactly. So what I'm saying to you guys is that when you're dealing with a woman that has an inheritance, that's a whole different ball game. Daddy will let her get away with a little bit of shit, but she ain't bringing your ass home as far as marriage. They ain't doing that shit. Hey, listen. You want to know how they control the daughter if she gets out of line? Take away our inheritance. Go be with that. Go be with him and go live with him. And go find a job at Walmart. You ain't going to get a job at my company. You were already pegged in as the co-CEO of the company. But if you want to ruin what we've created, go be with him. And guys, some people will do that. Some will leave the family and work regular jobs. I'm not saying they won't, but some will. Okay? But let me see here. What's going on here? Let me see. Let me check something out. Hold on a second. Chuck, what did Chuck say? What did Chuck say? Chuck say something bad? I missed what Chuck said. What did Chuck say? Wait, did we miss what Chuck said? Oh, y'all must have kicked Chuck out, man. God damn. And what did Chuck say that was so bad? Jesus. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So a lot of women will want that inheritance and that lifestyle. They'll miss the lifestyle. Some stay. I'm not saying they leave, but some they just don't listen. And it's no knock on any of y'all guys that don't have money. It's just people that have money live a different lifestyle. It's a different way. It's just a whole different world. Tell all you guys, this is why everything that you see has to be carefully moved and executed. You can't just fuck somebody just because you want to fuck them. And this is why we're talking to you about this. You see what I'm saying? God damn it. See that? Hey, Prime, that's why I fucks with you. Hey, guys, people don't even realize what the fuck I'm talking about. This is a prime example. This is a prime fucking example. His love for her was so deep that he left the family. He left the fucking family. Oh, yeah, they were kicking him out. I mean, they accepted her, but they didn't accept her. You know what I mean? So, but I'm telling y'all, just like the royal families, that's how it is with families that are caked up. And we're not talking 1%er. We're talking about the 1% of the 1%. See that door behind the door? There is a 1% beyond the 1%, guys. It's not. Listen, being a 1%er is something, but there are levels of 1%er. There are much bigger levels of being. If you are 1%er, you being is good, but there are levels of 1%er. There are levels of this stuff. But this is why I'm teaching y'all game and everything to show you guys that there are always checks and balances. Okay. There are always checks and balances after that, and that's what's so important in the game. Okay. And I say to y'all guys, I don't care if she's poor, rich, or anything, there will always be checks and balances. A woman has her life to lose. Let's look at it. That's if you want to know why, your checks and balances. She has her life to lose. But let me read y'all something because we got in the last bit. Let me pull something up. Let me read something to y'all, okay? Watch this. I want to read something to y'all. And this is not even fucking funny, but this is true. I'm going to show you why there's checks and balances. I'm going to show you why they're checks and balances and why women are not just going to sleep with y'all guys. Okay? Please. And this is not, and again, this is not even fucking funny. This is serious. And I will say this and stand on this. I am glad women have checks and balances because these ladies didn't have checks and balances. And because these ladies turned down men, they were shot, punched, and some of them were killed because here's the one. 49-year-old woman was approached on the street by an unknown man who asked her for a date. She said no, and the man punched her twice in the face, causing her to lose unconsciousness. There was another woman that was 8 weeks pregnant, turned on a guy, got hit in the face, and lost her baby. This woman was walking home from her boyfriend's house Saturday night when an unknown guy pulled up next to her in the car. He began catcalling her, and she didn't respond. So the stranger stopped his car, got out, pushed her in the face, knocking her to the ground, and breaking her jaw. Y'all think I'm serious? I'm telling you. This woman, 20, turned down this other guy, a security guard at the mall where he worked. And after he left notes on her car expressing his interest, days before her 21st birthday, he shot her 3 times in the back while she was at work. and y'all see why they're not going to sleep with you weird mother checks and balances. And I can read a lot of these things, but I'm going to stop right there because I'm not trying to make this about this, but women are very cautious. Women have their lives to lose, guys, and y'all don't understand that they're not just going to go home with your creepy ass just because you want them to go home with you. They can lose their life. So there has to be checks and balances in place to see if you're even safe. To see if you're even safe. There is no safety with a guy that says, come over to my house. Are you fucking what? So you can chain me up? Are you serious? Are you serious? Because the women that I'm reading about, they just said no. They just said no. Because they reject. I'll give y'all one more. This one, 29, ignored the advances of this guy. I won't wait for his name. I don't want to give no loser props. The guy approached her at a bar, and all she did was turn him down. This guy, when she went outside to go home, he followed her and shot her in the chest because she said no. And y'all guys think women have it, women are ain't shit. They got, y'all don't understand. And this is not a, protect women. It's just to give you understanding of why you need to stop trying to fuck so much. Because they can get killed because most of you are coming from communities that teach hate, that teach hating women, that y'all are so mad and so disgusted with women that you want to do bodily harm to them. Jesus Christ. Can you do a show about the 1% going death or how they control? Well, I don't want to talk about that. That can't, brother, I can graze on that shit, but I can't talk on those things. Listen, there are rules to shit, man. You can only talk about so much, dog. I can't talk about that shit. I'm just giving y'all examples of shit, man. But I'm saying to you guys out here, I'm not trying to protect women, but I want the game to be fair, dog. I don't want women to die over nothing. I don't want a woman to be raped because you can't hold yourself accountable. I don't want women to have Mickeys in their drinks and stuff like that. And yes, guys, well, what about the women that put Mickeys in my drink? Then why do you have your drink around a woman that you don't trust? So stop that, okay? Learn about checks and balances, and you'll be better in the game. But a lot of guys don't want to learn this stuff because I'm just saying that I don't want you to lose your life, and I don't want you to go to jail or anything like that, okay? That's important. But guys, y'all got a question, go ahead and ask, and we're going to wrap this up in a few more minutes, but if y'all got a question, I'm just saying to y'all guys, but this is why game is so important. This is why I keep telling y'all guys why y'all need to learn game and learn how to talk to women. Because a lot of women are scarred by not you, but they're scarred by people like you that have the same mannerisms that you have today. Because a blind woman is going to trust blindly when she meets a guy. And some of these things give them a life lesson. They say, I'm never going to mess with a guy like this again. I didn't chosen one. I didn't want to answer your question because I can't stand these weak-ass questions because you're lying. I don't like you lying. But I'm going to answer your question, but you're lying. You're fucking lying. Guys, you want to know what I don't like more than those red pill suckers? I hate guys that are not living the life that they're living, and they're asking bitch questions. Guys, I want you to read. Let's read this, guys. Should I leave this married woman alone? She showed up to show me her divorce papers and wants to move forward with me, but I chose to close the door first with the divorce first, but he won't sign. What the fuck? this married woman, she showed me her divorce papers and wants to move forward with me. But I told her to close the door first with the divorce first, and he won't sign. And are you asking me what to do? And y'all wonder why I cuss people out, dog. Do y'all see why people lose, man? Yeah, I'm going to do a video on checks and balances. We'll do more on this. We'll do a show. If I can do it Friday or maybe Saturday or something, we'll do a show on checks and balances. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is that this is why y'all lose with this silly shit right here. This is why y'all lose. Hold on, Tyler. Why the fuck are you asking me this stupid-ass question? Why don't you figure out what the fuck you should do? Because let me tell you why you ain't going to do shit. So you might as well accept what the fucking woman is saying to you because you ain't got no balls. You told her what the fuck you didn't want. She's still doing the shit. So that shows you that she looks at you like a weak bitch. Guys, look at this. I want y'all to see how weak this motherfucker is. This motherfucker said that he told her to close the door first with the divorce, right? Right? He told her what to do. And because it's not done, he's still asking the question. He's the chosen nothing. Weak. I'm telling this up, man, my God. Are you serious? You're asking, should you leave her? Peep game, gentlemen. What do you mean leave her if you don't have her or you ain't with her? Or she ain't your fucking girl, you lying piece of shit. See, guys, I keep showing y'all game. He ain't leaving her because the fucker is in a relationship with this woman. But yet, he's going against his own fucking principle. Should he leave her? But shouldn't the leave be, look at the last thing he said. Told her to close the door first. And yet he's asking to leave a woman who hasn't even closed the door first, and she keeps coming to see him. This ain't for you, Chosen. So, Chosen, don't ever ask a question in this room again. You get coaching, because I am not going to waste my time and my words on your lying fucking ass. Fucking sad. Fucking sad. Jesus Christ. Let's see what we got, Tyler.
I don't know. I just feel like I was very nervous once I got your dick in my mouth. I'm in the bathtub, by the way. I've been doing some practicing too. And I know that when I gag on it, the vibrations do amazing. And I know that when I suck on your balls and I
hold
them just right. But,
All right. Tyler, come on, man. Let me see the other one. I can't really hear much, but... All right, Tyler, I'm going to show this last one. Let me play this real quick while I download this shit. Why don't you...
I've discovered something about myself, you know. I have a voracious sexual appetite that doesn't seem to have an end, and...
Oh, shit. And what? I'm sorry. My bad. I hit the wrong button. And what?
I have a voracious sexual appetite that doesn't seem to have an end, and... It is possible to come so many times that you can't keep count.
Yeah, what the...
You see what I'm saying, guys? You see what I'm showing y'all, man? Showing y'all game. I'm going to grab this top. Let's grab this last thing to read real quick before we wrap this up. I keep trying to show y'all game, man. No, I'm not going to do a show on poetry. I'm just going to put the poetry out. You learn from the poetry, sir. You said this girl asked me why I was telling her that I found her body mesmerizing, and I told her because I'm attracted to great works of art and her body is a masterpiece. Was that good? No, this is not good, because if she's asking you why I was telling her that you found her body mesmerizing, why don't you skip past what you're saying, which is okay, to fucking setting up the date? I will let you know when we go to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks on Saturday at fucking 7 o'clock. Why do you guys sell yourself short? Yeah, that's okay, but it would be better if you're telling her where you want to meet her and where you want to take her. I don't understand why you guys sell yourself short, dog. I try to help y'all out, man, but y'all, like, kill yourselves, man. I don't know what I fucking saved this shit under. Fuck. Dang, I can't. Hold on, Tyler. What's the number? I got the number. So it's 29467814. All right, let's look at this shit. Oh, that's not it. Damn, that's not it. Wait, shit. Fuck. Hold on. Fuck. Let me just grab it. We're about to wrap this up. Show's last Tyler thing, but we spin game. Guys, I'm going to cut that out. I'm going to cut that motherfucking video out. All right, we'll cut that video clip out that we talked about to show y'all game and shit. Show y'all how cold we are in the game. I think it's one of these. No, that's not it. Fuck, where's it at? That's not it. Fuck. Hold on, Tyler. I'm trying to find that shit. My computer's acting up, so I can't really see it, but I'll find it. I'll find that bitch. Hold on. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. This is it. This has got to be it. Oh, no, wait. Oh, this is it right here. I'm sorry. Let's look at this shit. I'll answer this last question in Jamaican. Hold on. Let me read this shit. Seemed like you straight on your knees until as soon as you came out the door, you were on a mission. That's what you wanted me to do. I like to please. And we didn't have a lot of time, remember? You were very, very cooperative. I like that. I was nervous then. I had to be. Had it been so long, I'm not nervous anymore. And see what I'm saying, guys? This is game, man. This is how game is. Let me answer this last question before we wrap this up. Let's go ahead and take that down. I got this shit, dog. All right, let me see here.